Starting July 1st, drivers are no longer required by law to have license plates on the front of their cars. The change ends a long debate over the use of front plates. Opponents argue that front plates are unnecessary and cost the state about $1.5 million to manufacture. Democrat Alicia Reese, a former state representative, is a vocal opponent of the front license plate, saying it led to racial profiling with traffic stops.
Upscale neighborhoods. Most upscale cars did not come with a front license plate when you bought a car. So it was disproportionately administered.
The issue garnered national attention when Sam DuBose, an unarmed black man, was shot and killed by a University of Cincinnati police officer. DuBose was pulled over for not having a front license plate. Law enforcement groups fought to keep the front license plate requirement, saying it helped officers with investigations. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.